Hello, my name is Stan Douglas. I'm a visual artist. We're on 19th Street, New York City, David Warner Gallery, where I'm showing a new piece called Luanda, Kinshasa. The piece is a historical reenactment, actually a historical fiction, about something which might have happened but did not. That is a synthesis of the kind of music that Miles Davis was making in the period, around the time of this record On the Corner, with Afrobeat, the music of Manu Dibango and others. The reenactment takes place in a facsimile of the CBS 30th Street studio called The Church, which we sort of recreated in a church in Brooklyn in June this year. And the whole situation is a way of looking at this moment of the 1970s when a lot of things happened, a lot of transformations around sort of world politics, financially were taking place in this area. And in a way, that record On the Corner by Miles Davis is emblematic of that interest in a lot of musicians in having a global scope of what they were doing. In On the Corner, Davis was combining funk, jazz, and Indian classical music. The next logical extension they actually really made was to combine that sound with Afrobeat, and that's the music we made in this project. And plus, there's the whole look of the film is based on a film by Jean-Luc Godard called Symphony for the Devil, which records the Rolling Stones trying to make that song in 1968 or whenever that was made. So it's kind of an odd film where you see them over a period of 3 or 4 days struggling to finish writing the song, whereas, I mean, Miles Davis, when he made Kind of Blue in the late 1950s, did everything in one take. So the same kind of process is taking place here, where huge wealth of music came out of very, very concentrated performance time. So the way that the situation is both a combination of that studio of CBS and the look of the studio, given the sound baffles, etc., in which Jean-Luc Godard shot the Rolling Stones.